It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon on the line. Is Mark Knutson from the Fargo Marathon. Some kind of sad news that the Fargo Marathon will not be in person this year. It's going virtual, and Mark's going to explain that to us. Hey, Mark, welcome back to KFGO Radio.
Yay, good to hear from you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so tell us about the cancellation of the in-person Fargo Marathon.
Sure. Well, you know, obviously the we made an announcement mid-June that we were going to have the event, which had originally been scheduled for May 9th. We had postponed it to August 29th, and that was way back in March we made the postponement. And, you know, I think in March we all thought we'd be back to normal, and here we are, you know, July 28th, and there's nothing back to normal quite yet. So as cases around the country were kind of popping up, the COVID-19 cases were popping up around the country, and even more importantly in our area here, you know, North Dakota, Minnesota, the Red River Valley, we just made the decision along with our corporate partners, Rugged Races, to put the race off for this year and kind of follow suit of most races around the country. Most marathons have canceled just like we did. So,
what's Boston doing?
Well, Boston is canceled. They were in April. They postponed their event to early September, and then they made the announcement maybe a month ago, a month and a half ago, that they were canceling their postponement date. So
did they go virtual?
They do have a virtual option, or else people can defer, or I think they're offering refunds as well for Boston. Yep.
Okay, so Mark, let's talk about this. First of all, canceled is a word that kind of makes me cringe when I hear it. And I'm sure for you, this has been a very tough decision. I think it's the right decision. I think you guys are going to move on, and I think that you're going to be back in 2021 even stronger than before. But let's talk about what options you have for those people who had already signed up and they were ready to run, and maybe they're still ready to run yet this year.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So the virtual race, which you talked about, is it's essentially that. It's you go, and let's say you signed up for the half marathon, you're going to run 13.1 miles. You decide when you're going to run it. You decide your course. You take your Garmin watch out there, your Apple Watch, and you go run your 13.1 miles. You submit your time online. We then send you your race swag, if you will, your bag, your shirt, your medal, your bib. Everything gets mailed out to you. So you essentially get to run it on your own, if you will. Not quite the fanfare, not quite the excitement that you'll see inside the Fargo Dome or out on 8th Street or 9th Street in South Fargo. But you know, in light of everything, that's right now it's pretty popular. You look around the United States and virtual runs have really just taken the country by storm.
People are liking the virtual runs. I know people, maybe if you haven't ran a marathon, you're surprised by that, but people spend a lot of time. I was just telling JJ before you came on earlier in the hour, we were talking about why do a virtual race, and I've trained for a few races, and once you've been training, you want to run that race. You want to do it. You want to submit your time.
Absolutely. You know, and this summer of all summers, I mean, it's been hot. You know, it has been an unusually warm summer for training. You know, I've felt that. We ran on Saturday in Detroit Lakes, and I think my heart was like 193 or something that day. But yeah, it's been a good summer for training, really warm temps. And yeah, I mean, you put all that time in, and you don't want to walk away and just say I'm not going to do anything. And we really had hoped that we could pull the actual race off, but like I said, the wasn't in the cards this year. And the virtual run, I think, is a really good option for people to take.
So if you, go ahead.
Did I see that there's like a special piece of swag you get if you run the virtual race?
There is, for those people who have signed up for the marathon or the half marathon, and they opt into the virtual instead. You know, you're getting the normal things: the hoodie, the medal, the bib, the bag. But then you're also getting a jacket. So we worked closely with Sanford Health, our partners, our sponsors, on you know, another option that we could give to these people to keep them in the virtual race, and came up with this really nice Fargo Marathon jacket. And if you look at our website or Facebook page, you'll see it. It's great. It's a great, great keepsake. I mean, I think it's definitely one that people would say, let's do the virtual and get that jacket.
Okay, so for people who signed up, what do they need to know about where to go and how they sign up for the virtual race, or can they get a refund? How does that happen?
Yep. So everybody that signed up should have received, we started sending these out about 20 hours ago, all the emails or an email to everybody that was pre-registered with kind of all the instructions. So anything that you needed to know about either going virtual, getting a defer to next year, or a refund was within that email. The instructions are in there. And if there's, you know, if you're signed up and you didn't get that email, check your spam folder. And if it's not in there, you can just send a quick email to info@fargomarathon.com, and we'll get right back to you.
Mark, I'm also curious about this. Let's say that there's somebody who is already signed up for the virtual run and they want to do it, but maybe they want to follow like a set course. Are you guys going to give an idea of like, oh, here'd be an example course that you could run?
Yeah, I think we will. You know, our courses that we were going to use for this year are on our website right now. So if people want to take a peek at those, they certainly can. I have a strong feeling there'll be a few cars parked up at the Fargo Dome on August 29th, Saturday, and I think there'll be some people that opt to do the actual marathon or half marathon or 10K course that morning.
Yeah, probably. And I just looked on your website. If you are all of a sudden interested and maybe you want to try this out, maybe you want to get the 5K or 10K or half marathon under your belt, a little late to do the marathon unless you've really been training, but you can register for the virtual event too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not closed. The virtual race is still open between now and race weekend. So August 28th would be the last day to get signed up for that. But yeah, if you're thinking, hey, this is my year to do the Fargo Marathon 5K, like you said, do it virtually, good opportunity. Sign up now, and next year we'll have you back doing the live event.
You know, Mark, I know a lot of businesses usually count on the marathon bringing in a lot of people, a lot of dollars to our community, and gosh, you know, that doesn't happen overnight. That's a lot of hard work that you've put in well over the decade that you've been doing the Fargo Marathon. I'm curious about this. Have you been reached out to by runners outside the area who say, like, listen, we're bummed that this happened, but we will be there in 2021?
We have, you know, with the announcement yesterday, and I think the one of the best things was that, you know, we made the options available to people to do the deferral, to get the refund, to do the virtual. We saw some really good comments and good feedback from people saying that, just that, you know, kudos to you guys for giving us options. Thank you. We'll do this year, and we'll be back next year.
I think that it's sad to think of a summer without the Fargo Marathon, but I think everyone is now twice as excited for next year. And I also think you're going to get a lot of people who take place in this virtual run. I think it's going to be very popular.
I think you're right. And you know, I if you guys have seen it, but boy, this summer with spring and summer with COVID-19 happening, I've seen a lot more people outside walking dogs, riding bike. And so maybe this is a benefit to something that, you know, otherwise has been pretty tough on our country.
You're right. You might have the most newcomers ever next year because we're all actually getting those sneakers out there and hitting the pavement.
Yeah.
I hope you're right. Yeah. And yeah, like I said, you get the medal, you get, you know, all the bragging rights, you just do it whenever you want. You want to get out and do it, you know, on a Friday morning, or you want to do it on a Saturday or Monday night. It's up to you. Totally up to you. So
just get good shoes, right, Mark? Get good shoes. Good shoes. Is he still there? No. I think a lot of people have taken up running, walking.
Oh, my neighborhood has exploded with people out there enjoying it. And so I think next year people are going to be excited. Heck, maybe even people say, you know, I've been training enough at this point. Maybe I should just sign up for that virtual run and give it a go.
We did lose him. Okay, bye, Mark.
That was Mark Knudsen.
We lost him. That was Mark Knudsen from the Fargo Marathon. And seriously, if you're getting into running and walking and you don't have good shoes, this is my tip for you. Get good shoes. The first time I tried to run a race, I was training and I was wearing old shoes and I separated like all the bones in the top of my foot. And it was really, really painful. So yikes. That's my tip for you. If you just decide to start, that's great. Just go buy new shoes first. It was years and years and years ago, but that's my little tip for you. And, of course, you can sign up. You can find more information if you go to fargomarathon.com. They've got it all there. So we'll see you back running that race in 2021. But join me. I'll be going down 9th Street all by myself.
Yep.
JJ will be set up.
Yeah.
He's going to cheer me on for that just block.
We get
that
set
I'm
up at 6 a.m. Yeah. We won't Perfect. Tear down until noon.
Awesome. Get started. Get started.